You are listening to BensTorah.com.
It's not a fun of the mitzvahs. You'd say it's a chorah should have written hinder mitzvahs. So we're going to do a specific aspect of it. Let's first start the Gemara. Zekeli va'anveyu. Tanya, Zekeli va'anveyu. His noel lefon of mitzvahs. Or they make beautiful in front of him the mitzvahs. I say lefon of sukkana, lulavna, shayfana, tzitzisna. The Sefer Torah, no, kakasubo lishmoy, bidyona, when you write lishmoy, it's a shah white says lishmoy, with good ink, kulmisna, with a good writing instrument that writes nice. Lavla Uman, get a good cipher of a korcha, you put around a mantle, shirain on, nice silk. Abashaloime vanveyu, heavy daimeloi. Mahu rachum vachanu, chanu rachum, avata yachanu rachum, which we know is a lot of places in Shas. This Indian of Mahu avata, Mer learns that from other things. Rashi says, if you daimeloi, shan anveyu, what's anveyu, so means it's okay, beautify. But what does it mean, anveyu, rachum, anivahu? It's sort of it's not the word itself, but Rashi, it's a drasha. Ani v'hu. I should make myself like him. Hesa atzi kamoisa. Lidabik bedrachim. The Chafetz Chaim writes in Teres Chesa, I think 7-8 times, I remember, that the Teres says that you have to go in the ways of the branch, you have to emulate the branch, which the Rashi Vizitzal of Hutna says it doesn't mean to mimic the Rabbeinu Shalom. It's the biggest vote of confidence that we could be like the branch. The Teres is telling us, you could be like the Banshim, you could be a Ma'ein, you could do Birachim, you could do Mahu Mal Besharum and Ma'afatam Besharum. So it's a Mardika Marshal. Let's just do Marshal, just Zekev and Meslav. Mufurish Bemachilta, Psalm Yes, and of Chi Efshal Adam, the Koinai, to beautify this Koinai, a snarl of Fon Bemitzis. Kai Gashim, Achashem Talecha, Chi Efshal Adam, Lalacha Hashchina. Right, the Master, can you? It says, Valachta Bejachim, you could go after Shchina, Lalacha Hamidasa, Mahu Chanam Varachim, and so forth. Dainu Kadam Rabishal, Hachi Avi Daimala. Should be. So he learns Rashi Pirsha Vidoima Kamani Vu. Lule Purushanir Labashol Pirsham Veya Snalafon Bamaisum. It means also to bring out the beauty of the Baruch Shalom. What's the beauty of Baruch Shalom? There's Rachum Machanan. So if we see the Amma Nifro, we see a cloudy soul doing the actions of the Baruch Shalom, that brings out the beauty of the Baruch Shalom. It's an Indian of Hidda Mitzvah too. That itself brings out the beauty of the Baruch Shalom too. Okay. But anyway, there's an Indian called Hidda Mitzvah. What does that mean? The Hidda Mitzvah means you gotta do, and Rashi Takan Saita says, big in Yonim of Hidda Mitzvahs. You see a person's Shaykhus the Mitzvahs, how he's Mahadin Mitzvahs. So we'll start off with the Kasha. A Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's talk about a Shaykhur, Tzipoz of, you covered it with gold, B'makom Hanochas Peh, and the place where you put your mouth on it, where you blow the Shaykhur, and it's a small part, Posel. Posel means that the curl is Posel. It's Posel for Shaykhur, Posel that you can't blow the Shaykhur. So the Ritva, the Ramban says in Drosha, it's just over here, it's a Tzipol Zav V'makom Anacha Peh Posel Pirish Dehevi Chatzitza. It's a Chatzitza, right? There are certain things that we know Chazal Makabel somehow that there has to be a Negiya between what you're doing. In other words, really the Avinezer quotes the Ramban that there are certain things that you don't need a Negiya, you just can't have a Chatzitza, right? Water does not have to necessarily touch your hands when you wash. But if it doesn't, that means you had a chatzitza there, because water will naturally... But the difference is, with the rice at least, but not with the rabbanon, we don't have that, by tevila, if you have dirt that you're not makbid on it, that means the water really didn't... You have a piece of... whatever, something there that doesn't go through. It's not a chatzitza. Why? Because it's something that you're not makbid, whatever it is, it's mutai, whatever the gedarm. So the pshat is, that's not called a chatzitza. But in things that they have to touch each other, for instance, the Ramban says that when a bchor comes out of his mother's womb, so the kedushas pet the rechem is the rechem. The rechem has to touch it. Not that there's no chatzitza. The rechem brings the kedusha already. Over here, the pshat is you can't have chatzitza between you and the water in tefillah. That's the din. Midrash again, nobody should. A woman goes to the mikvah, she has to remove all chatzitzas, rabbanans, gzeiras, ramas, chumras, but that's not the point. Midrash, there is a point where as long as it's not a chatzitza. So over here, there's a din that the batakei of remez adav achicha shefa posik says that in your cheeks, in your mouth, should be the shefa. The shefa has to touch, and it didn't touch because it's chatzitza. The Miri asks the following kashi. Miri says, look at the Gemara in Mesechus Sukkah, Flamed Zayin. Amalu Rabba Lahanu Megadli Ashana the Beiresh Gulusa. Rashi says those people, they used to go ahead and tie up the three minim. Ki Gadlisa Ashana Beiresh Gulusa, when you Megadli Beiresh Gulusa, so it seems they used to go ahead and tie it up with, what do we tie it up with usually? We tie it up with part of the lulav, that's what we do it, right? But they used to do it with something fancy, with gold, silver. As far as I remember, I haven't been in there so many years, but the Sfardim, I think, do it. If you ever look at the Sfardish, everybody remember? The Sfardish love them. They got little round balls on them, you know, these decorations that look like all kinds of things around them, all kinds of, not exactly gold, but gold, colored ribbons and all kinds of things. But they used to do gold and silver. So when you do it, Shari Bei Beis Yad, make sure you leave a space that the Bei Regalusa, when the Reish Galusa takes the lulav, he has a place to put it there, and it shouldn't be a chatzitza. That's what Rabbi said. Rava Amar, which is the halacha, no, you don't have to worry. You can cover the whole lulav. Kol lenaoisai eino chaitzitz. Anything which is noi is not chaitzitz. Anything which is noi is not chaitzitz. So you see a Mari Dika Chiddush here in the Gemara, that when you talk about chatzitza, something which is done as a noi is not called a chatzitza. Fractamiri, so how come over there in Rosh Hashanah by Shofar, that something that's done to make it the Shofar look beautiful, you can put gold on the Shofar, as long as it doesn't change the sound of the Shofar. That's the next Gemara. But you see the Gemara says Shofar now, right, that's the way. So it's like a good point. One of the Poskim points that out, that there's a din of noi, not in the thing that's really Mekai, you need that Mekai Mitzvah. I mean, it's no worse than a Esrog box or the beautiful menorah, is beautiful menorah. But the Maaseh is, I saw once an article, if you look at all the menorahs that belong to Rebbe's, but Pinchas Karetz or the Bnei Sosko, they were beautiful menorahs, real beautiful. They were so intricate. I guess in those days, you know, it wasn't like nowadays, everything's mass produced. It was done by beautiful things, really beautiful things. But the Chari, you see, there's such a thing. Even in that, there's a hidden mitzvah. Okay, but that's a good point. Anyway, Akupam, that's the Miri's Kasha. So on this Kasha, in the what we call the Kotzke Cheder, this was a Kasha that went around, Svasemis, Avinezer, the Chalkis Yoyev. They didn't see, I don't think they had the Miri, I didn't see that they quoted Miri, but they asked the Kasha. So basically, the Avinezer and Svasemis said the same Nakuda. The din is that when you write psukim, like a mezuzah, and so forth, say for Torah, you have to do sirtut. Sirtut means you make lines, like if you ever notice your mezuzahs, so it has carved lines, you know, lines that are etched out. Oimer Rabbeinu Tam, the Sefer Torah by sirtut, Mishum Zekeil Van Veyu. The reason you need sirtut over there is Zekeil Van Veyu. This is all different shahs, that's a sugya, it's on again now, whether the sirtut could be done after the writing. So Tosfos learns the sirtut should be done, in other words, Poshut. Like when we write on composition paper, we don't write on computer paper because you'd write on a crooked line. Nobody has able to write, but if you have lines, you're able to go ahead and continue the line straight. So that's why. No, the Sefer Torah is kosher if you'd write crooked, but you know, it's not nice. So b'meili, you need sirtut in order to make it nice. Aval tefillin de mechusin ba'or lo boy sirtut de lo shach benoi. Tefillin that are covered with R, you don't need noi. Why? Because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. Right? Hisna lefonav. Somebody said, such a shadik. Hisna lefonav be mitzvahs. You have the lefonav, it means you bring it here, take a look, the mitzvah is beautiful. I've had the Bain Shuk could see through the chupim ba'or, but that's the point. Lefonav means it has to be open. And somebody, I think the Bin Yishleima from the Vilna makes such a shadik. But that's what Bain Atam Shita, that they don't say hider on something that's hidden. You look at the Rambam, Rambam is also muchach that way. Take a look. Halacha lo mashina in kaisun sef tovah lo mezuzah chzit. Aval tefillin ain't zechich lefi shei mechupin, because they're covered. So what do you need halacha mesina? Halacha mesina is that's called noi too. Umut alich tefillin mezuzah menaksa. Okay, whatever. Rambam said nei shei mechupin, because they are covered. And memela, Rambam also see this Rabbeinu Tam. Oh, so this Fasem, this Avinez, we both wanted a taina, that there's a difference, that when you blow the shayfer, even though the gold makes it beautiful, but it's only beautiful when you're doing the mitzvah. It's not that it should be beautiful. You look at a shofar, see the beauty of the shofar, has to be beauty while you go ahead and you do the mitzvah. So therefore, since you put a b'makom anachas piv, you don't see that part. So the time is the rest of it. You can have gold. Okay, that could be a nice thing. Again, if it doesn't change the quality of the coil, doesn't change the coil. But as far as the makom anachas piv, that does no need to be mahadah. There's no such thing as hiddah because it's hidden. Therefore, it's called a chatzitza because that part is not called. That's what they both answered. So the Chalkas Yayev, who was a Talmud chavra, sort of, they say, of the Avnei Nezer. So the Chalkas Yayev asked the Makasha like this. So he said, what about the Gemara with Lulav? Lulav, he's also, the Chalkas Yayev also tiny. You cover it. That's what he asked him. You also covered. Your hands are holding the gold over there too. And yet it's not a chatzitza. That's what he's saying. You don't see the place where the gold is. Mishnah, it talks about the delosses of the Heichel, of the Beis HaMikdash. Pnimis neftoch tatoich habayis, lechsois acha delosses, shekol habayis. The whole bayis with tuach was covered with bzav, chutz ma'acha delosses. In other words, where the doors opened, right, when the door would open, let's say, like this, so it wasn't, there was no gold over here, right? So look at this Rav. So Rav said, "Shemtov b'chassus reish chamish amos, mipo chamish am mipo merechab kaisa chlim, v'sham loy kaisa tuach." Over there, it wasn't covered, it wasn't gilded. Bezav k'mosh abayis lefish loy nira, because it wasn't seen. The doors were open and it was covered, so there's no inyan to have it's mashra the way it's like pshan mishra. There's no inyan to have hidden mitzvah where it's covered.
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So the Avnei Nezer said a Meridika Teretz. Avnei Nezer said like this. May is sort of like touching it. They said you can do it anyway. Why could you do it? What do you mean you can do it anyway? What does that mean? No, it means like this. What's the point of tying it up? What's the point of tying up? Where's the Hiddur Mitzvah? The Hiddur Mitzvah is not because it just has gold on it. The Hiddur Mitzvah over here that you're doing is in order to go ahead and tie up the lulav. The lulav has the Gemara says lulav ain't a tzarech eged. Why does it need an eged? The Gemara says ze keli banveyu. The Gemara says mekansh lulav tzarech eged. It's also part of the din of ze keli of a snola. The point is that the lulav should be held together. So when you go ahead and you tie up with something, so even if you're holding it in that spot, but since in that spot, let's say, is one of the things that keeps the lulav together, that is a noy. The noy is recognized because the lulav is tied together. In other words, hagam, you don't see that specific noy, but that thing is, since it's holding it together, now avada the pshat is, to have gold is a nice thing, but the ikar noy mitzvah by lulav is the fact that the lulav is there, it's kafus, right? It says kapois tmarim. So Chazal darshan, kapois tmarim, it's written without a vav. It has to be like it's tied up together. So the Avnei Nezer tied that since the thing that's holding it is recognized, because you see it's held, even though other things can hold it too, but that is the thing that's make tying up the lulav, therefore you have the noy is called recognized. Even though it's not recognized by seeing it, but it's recognized what it's doing, and therefore you could use, it's called a noy, and it's not chaitzitz. Or it's, the thing that's there is a noy, it's holding it together. And therefore, that's not called a chatzitza. That's Avnei Nezer, it's a very shame of art. Allah Chalmai said, this is an interesting zach. V'yichtav k'siva tamash, v'yachsa fil kutsuyot, v'yamituyot. Okay, kill this. L'chatchila, this is a Ramah. L'chatchila, the whole thing's a Ramah. L'chatchila yichtav k'siva gasak tzas. You should write a little thicker. Not a thin shulam chakamer. It shouldn't get, well, nowadays they have such good ink, usually there's not a problem. Nowadays, you ever notice, our tefillin are smaller, our sefer Torahs are smaller. Well, because, I mean, they used to have small sefer Torahs, maybe they could sefer. But nowadays, every sefer has such good ink and such good parchment that it's easier to write small. Okay, v'chein mitzel yafoysan mebechutz u'mebefnim. Should look beautiful inside and out. It's a Mordechai, different Mordechai, the goyin. Brings the Mordechai, the tour, the Daki Moshe brings his Mordechai. Shabbos Kuf, Kol Shkim B'Bifnim, Shabbos Kuf like Gimel means the Gemara Zeh Keli Van Veyu. Kol Shkim B'Bifnim Mimishkin, you learn from the Mishkin, that you made the Aron, Sipo B'Zav, Mechutz U'Bifnim. So you see that the Fnim also has to have, okay? Somehow, Adoichad Araya, that's, it refers to the Aron is Torah, it's different things. V'chein ba'Aron, right? It's supposed that the Mishkan, Sain Yuma, Aval Toysus, Ha, Vo'im Rabbein Atam, the Sefer Torah V'chein Kas. He says it's Taka Machoikas. But it's interesting. The Mishnah Berurah does not at all say anything about this, but in the Ramah it seems to say that the Indian of Hiddur Mitzvah is even a Bifnim. You have to beautify no matter what. It comes out very enough, big enough kaminas, these things. You have to know the Kasha comes would come back again of why it's called a Chatzitza. If you're telling us that even if you don't see it, it's called a Noi, why would it be a Chatzitza? I don't know.
But
it should also be Sirtut. Sirtut, the Ashitas, there are. But the point is this Ramah, interesting. Okay, that's as far as Zekeli Van Vey. Now, here's Machloikas Apoiskim, if it's the Reis of the Rabbanon. Now, it seems funny to ask this question, but the Gemara says that there's, but I found the Kasha, so I'll ask it, that when you mal a child, you have to make the Mila nice. It goes to the mikvah. Yeah, yeah, it's a chain of makvin, the Gemara says. It's a chain of makvin, it's not a mukkah manira.
Maybe for individuals.
You know, if an individual can see it, even though, or maybe a baby is different, I don't know. A baby would be different, I don't know.
David the Melech said he didn't see
Mila
Shabbos, but
yeah. Niska right. The Gemara says that David the Melech saw he was Aram in a mitzvah when he went to the mikvah, so he saw he was Aram in a mitzvah. So he says, why didn't he? Achiniska, there's a Shaila, Achirosamil, Shiniska Bemila. By the way, from there, the Arizal says, I remember when I was a kid, I was shocked. I was 14 years old. I went to my grandfather for the summer and in Yishalayim, and I slept in the same room. And at night, I used to see him putting on a pair of tzitzis going to sleep. I don't know what it was. The Rizal says that a person should sleep with tzitzis on. So Chassidim put on a special beged, a special tzitzis to go at night. I think Lubavitch, does it, right? Lubavitch does it. So I know Chassidim, many Chassidim. I never checked up. I remember seeing it. So later on, I saw the Magen Avraham says that the Rizal says that the Raya is from this Gemara. Shahiyah David Aram Min HaMitzvahs, right? Shenichnas HaBeis HaMechas. So Rizal says, why did he have to wait till the mikvah to see that he had no mitzvahs? When he went to sleep at night, he was Aram min ha-mitzvahs. There's a raya, the Rizal says that he slept with tzitzis, which is a pella. Rav Kivega asks, it's ksus laila, especially if it's a special. But whatever it is, he says he slept, Indian to sleep with tzitzis. But a kapam from this, Arizal, some say, is a raya that when you sleep, you also could be Makai mitzvahs. Because what's the point? It means the second before the whole shalom, that they have. If Meisah Shoyi with Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, where Yeshiva Bacha comes to the sukkah in Yeshiva, where all the, and then he sees there's no beds left. So he said, no problem. He knows one of the boys there sleeps like a log, can never get up, nobody can ever wake him up. He'll move him out and he'll go to sleep in his room. He says, but he's in a sukkah. He says, yeah, but now he's potter from a sukkah because he's sleeping, right? So they asked Rav Shlomo Zalman, said, therefore, if that's true, then, when you sleep, you don't have to put on the alarm clock. You're potter from Krishna. What do you want? Why should you get up? That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva on that. But the Magen Avraham says it's no raya. He says, im kabbalah hu nekabal. The Rizal is kabbalah nekabal. Im ledin yeshele tshuva. He says, the reason that there's no raya from the Gemara, they have to sleep with tzitzis on, is because David Melech had a mezuzah. Right, which is means that's the problem. Really, what I'm saying is, when he sleeps, he's makayim the mitzvah mezuzah. That's the kash. What?
In
the mikvah, they zichah didn't have mezuzah.
No, the
mikvah
in his house.
Not the mikvah. The mezuzah in his house.
Yeah.
So that's what Kivega's question. So Kivega, he doesn't ask us a question. He just says we've touched upon it. Kivega says from there's a raya that when you leave your house, you're not makayim the mitzvah mezuzah. The mitzvah mezuzah is only niskayim when you're in your house. Just like by tzitzis, if you have tzitzis on your talis, you're not makayim the mitzvah tzitzis because it's in your talis zekel, only when you're wearing it, wearing the beged. so too you have to be in your house. That's what Kivega says from there. Therefore, if Kivega is a Shaila, if somebody leaves his house for a few days, could be when he comes home, he has to make a bracha again. That's what Kivega said. If you go to a vacation and you come back a few days, Hoylech Liskov, he says. He doesn't say vacation. He says Hoylech Liskov. He goes on to for a business trip. So he says, it could be you have to make a bracha. But he comes out, he brings a big kiyasef. He says that if you move into a house and there's a mezuzah there, there's a mezuzah there. So you don't have to put in a mezuzah. But the mice is that person's bracha is only in his mitzvah till he moves out. Now you should make a bracha, the big kiyasef says. So big kiyasef says, what bracha are you going to make? The bracha is, Asher kidishon mitzvah, tzivonu lekvoya mezuzah. Right, the Mechidah says, Lador, he says, there's no such nisach of a bracha, Mechitaisi. So, Be'etzim is like this, and the Rambam is mashma, even from Kivega, if we neman Rabbi Kivega, you're not makarim the mitzvah, but it's mashma that a bracha you only make when you do a maisa mitzvah, not a kiyah mitzvah. Even though you're makarim the mitzvah, we don't make a bracha on the, so you have to do it on a maisa mitzvah. We have rice, so that we'll do that another time. But that's the, so a younger man here, I remember by his bris, he's, so some taina like this, that Mila is in other words, the question is, I'm sorry, I skipped one question. They said that, the question is that, why do you have to wait to the Mila for, right? What about the mezuzah in his house? Kivega, so you won't say the mezuzah makayim. So even if you say makayim, but you want to say, but what about Mila? Where's the Mekam the Mitzvah Mila? So the Marach or Zeruah says, Rishon, that for me as a Raya, that Mila you Mekam every second and second. Mila is not the Pshat you once had the Mitzvah, but every second you have it, the Beis Halevi quotes him, every second you have it, you Mekam Mitzvah. Just like Tzitzis, every second on Tefillin, every second you wink, and every moment that you have Mezuzah, you Mekam a Mitzvah. See, Mekam a Mitzvah that you have a Bris Mila. That's what Samar the Gechidish from Mar Zeruah. That's a bit Tainas. That's why the Ashitas and the Rishonim we mentioned before hid the mitzvah that even if you were Poirish and then you realize you didn't do Tzitzin or Tzitzin Shein Ma'akvin, which means it's not Ma'akv the mitzvah, it just makes the Mekamila look nicer. So you go back even after you did the mitzvah. So Beis Halevi, the Priskarov, they all say, how do you do a hid the mitzvah after you already makayim the mitzvah? What do you mean you're going back? While you're doing the mitzvah, you do the hidda. How do you have a hid the mitzvah after you makayim it? So that Taira, so Bitzel, the Priyitzik, Bitzel says, Bitzel Blaza, he says, according to the Machzor is very good, because since you makayim the mitzvah every second, there's a hid the mitzvah all the time. So this fellow was once, he learned in Yeshiva, the Talmud, so he was by his bris, son's bris. So he said, Taisus says in Brachas that the reason we put salt on the table, one pshat, and Medrash says, because when they're waiting for everybody to come and make a bracha, Meitzel Lechem and Aretz, so you, what?
Kitchik.
Yeah, the kitchik, they're not doing any mitzvahs, so they have the salt there, called Kabran Chatek. So he says, what's the kitchik? You makayim the mitzvah Mila, he said, every second. Yes. He says, you makayim the mitzvah Mila. It's a nice aura. Why don't you say, you makayim the mitzvah Mila every second that you have.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.